So our next speaker is Sergey Lakin.
All right. It is good to see familiar faces here. We are first time at this meeting, and we're going to be talking about some tools to increase the productivity of the ICP analysis. The previous speaker talked about the data for phosphorus and potassium that most likely were collected by the ICP spectrometer. And I'm going to present you some developments that we've done specifically to increase the productivity of your ICP analysis. The productivity is one of the main factors that a lot of labs that are doing soil and plants analysis have to deal with. So it's almost like you know, have to run samples very quickly, almost as quickly as we have to do presentation in this conference, right? So it comes down to, when we talk about productivity, three minimums. So minimum time per samples, minimum interruptions, and minimum maintenance. When we look at the nature of the soil and plant samples, from the point of view of running them through the ICP spectrometer. So on one side, we have soil extracts that have use extractants with very complicated chemistry. For example, Malic 3, it has five components that has both high salts, some organic like EDTA. So the others will have high salts, potassium chloride, ammonium chloride, and things like that. So both of these things are quite challenging when you try to run an ICP. On top of that, when you run in plants, which is a relatively simple matrix for ICP, you run to an issue with particulate that's formed from silica dropping out of your solution. And then what you have to do is you either can let it settle or you have to filter it, which adds more labor. So when you're looking at ICP spectrometer and looking at which one to buy, you spend some significant amount of time, and the price range is, you know, going from, you know, $65,000 to $100,000. But when you look, but nobody really pays attention to the little part that is, you know, very critical to get your $100,000 piece of equipment work and run your samples nonstop. So there are three main components. There is more to that, but that what we're going to be focusing on, which is the nebulizer. So the spray chamber is kind of, we left it alone, because the most optimal one is the cyclonic type. And then a little bit on the fast valve, I'll touch a little bit to show you. When you see what offered on the market by different manufacturers, the choice of nebulizers is overwhelming. And even the experts are getting lost into that. So the most common one that probably a lot of you have on your ICPs is called Concentric. And the why it's common? Because it's, well, it's relatively easy to make, and you can make it consistently, and it's easier for the manufacturers to provide it to you so they can quickly QC it on the field after installation, and then leave. And then what you're left with is this nebulizer and your samples that you have to run with. But if you look at this geometry, why it's called concentric, it is the tube inside the other tube. And this tube is very tiny. It's between 150 to 150 micron. So it provides you good nebulization efficiency and good precision, but it has some limited capability in terms of handling the particles. And this is what's happening if you look in the anatomy of this nebulizer. So the most common problem is getting the particle, they're going to get stuck here in the capillary tubing where the sample comes from. There is also some other scenarios, and this is the salt buildup, and you can see it on the real picture right here. But the most common one is for soil and plants is this one. So what are the alternatives? There is a number of the alternatives available that's called non-concentrics or so-called V-groove. There is also, I didn't put on the slide here, a very common nebulizer. It's actually a very good one that's called CrossFlow. It will do the job, but the only issue with CrossFlow, it has to be coupled with so-called SCOT double pass spray chamber that has a very large surface, and your rinse-out and carryover characteristic is going to drop down. It's going to be longer, so it's going to slow you down. So if there are so many choices, so why are we even talking about it? But the challenges with these common nebulizers, even non-concentric ones, are sensitivity and precision, which in turn cause the detection limits that are not enough. For soils, it's fine. For soil extracts, the detection limits are not that critical. But when it comes to the plant analysis, this is where it becomes critical. So we designed nebulizers specifically for analysis of soils, and it's a non-concentric configuration where the sample and gas are completely separate. The other thing here is the size. So it's a very simple thing. If you have a particle and you have something tiny to go through, like in case of the concentric, so you need to increase it. So what we did, so we spread it out, and this nebulizer, Optimus Soil, has a diameter of 0.5 millimeter. So this is a step-up nebulizer called OptiSolids XL that has the sample channel between 1 and can be customized up to 2 millimeters if needed. So here is the very simple slide that explains why it works and why it doesn't clog. It's a very simple geometry. You get your sample that goes through the autosampler probe that has an internal diameter of about 0.5 to 0.8 millimeters, depends on the probe. Then it comes to your sample capillary or connection line between the autosampler tube and your nebulizer. That 90% of it have a size between 0.5 to 0.75 millimeters. So you're going from that size to opening of the nebulizer of 1 millimeter. So you're going from small to large. So there is any particle that going through, it's going to get stuck here before the nebulizer. On the concentric nebulizer that's most commonly used, it's the other way around. You're going from the larger ID of 0.5, 0.75 to 0.15 or 0.25, from larger to smaller. That's why it clogs. The one of the other components that I want to mention to you is the fast valve. On a lot of instruments, people using these fast valves because it allows to speed up your productivity by reducing the rinse-out time. The detail that's very interesting, again, very simple. What we found that the manufacturers of this fast valve, there are a few of them, there is an adapter that connects. This is the end of the nebulizer. It connects to this valve with this fitting. So this line is provides a standard with 0.25 millimeters diameter. So again, so you get 0.5 and it goes to 0.25. And when we talk to some people who have that, have a concentric nebulizer, said, well, the nebulizer never clogs. Really? Well, what's happening? But this connector clock, so that works as a filter for the other nebulizer. So what we did is we come up with a package that goes with the nebulizer by increasing or building this special adapter with a larger diameter. That's all. And that takes a lot of things and get you going. So this is just a shot of how it looks like. Very simple. Cyclonic spray chamber, that's the one I was talking about, and this is the nebulizer with it. Well, we are scientists, of course. I mean, that's all the tools, but when it comes to, well, show me the data. So this is the data for proficiency test samples run with this nebulizer for plants. And the key thing here that I want to highlight is it does both. It does the macronutrients and micronutrients. So both high and low end are captured. So this is in percentage here, this is in milligram per kilogram. So this is the raw data that this slide was built from, and also similar data for the soil proficiency, for the soil analysis. and the raw data from them. So one thing that I forgot to mention is the real world, in the real labs, because of this contradictory environment for solar plants, some labs that don't have a luxury to have a dedicated instrument to run soils, so they're switching between two different nebulizers. So they're using one of the V-groove type to run soils and harsh samples, and they're running concentric nebulizers to run plants because they need to hit detection limits. So with the setup that we've developed, you can run everything on the single nebulizer. And so without clogging, and I explain you why it's not clogging, right? It's a very simple concept. And because of this large opening on the nebulizer, you can possibly eliminate, and I carefully say possibly because someone has to be brave just to do it, right? So you can possibly eliminate the filtration step that will take a lot of labor from this analysis. And then you can increase your your productivity with less interruptions and less maintenance. At the end, I would like to thank you, the Water Agricultural Lab out of North Carolina, who were kind enough to share with us, let us show you this data for the proficiency testing that was used with our nebulizer, and I want to thank you for your attention.
Thank you. So time for questions.
Yes, please. Well, we're not supposed to talk about cost here, but the Optimus Soil Nebulizer, the list price is $495. The one that step up, OptiSolid, is $565. So we try to be priced where the regular soil lab can afford it. Because there is other nebulizers, because I try to avoid the price topic, but since the question was asked, the other nebulizer they showed you that can do the job for soils, they're in the $1,000+ range.
Any other question? All right, thank you.